Well, it is an election campaign, probably the longest election campaign that I can recall. A lot of you, I'm sure, can recall. But what is longer, what is larger than the election campaign? Well, it would have to be the election desk that the Chaser Boys have set up. It'll be airing tonight, as always, on a Wednesday night on ABC TV. And Craig Rucastle joins me this morning. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, I'm well. How are you finding the desk? Have you settled into it?
It's tough. It's long. I still haven't learned most of the people's names on the desk, and that's partly because most of them are part of the audience each week that turn up. If you turn up in a suit, you end up on the desk.
Oh, good stuff. At least you got dress standards.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We don't need riffraff on the desk.
No. So I've been watching the little bits and pieces where I can catch it. You're giving Tanya Plibersek a rat. Chaz doing that wonderful trust fall on Malcolm Turnbull. What can we expect on the show tonight, Craig?
Look, we're going to be testing out the patience of candidates. It always strikes us as amazing. You know, they've got to go around to the electorate and be nice to people when they're being shouted at and hassled all the time. And you've got to be nice to no matter how nuts people are that come up to them. So we were wondering how long they would last with a person that was a young child playing the recorder. How long would they last with that?
Now,
one of the things that slightly was a mistake that turned out to be the best part of it is that the girl we got to play the recorder, it turned out on the day she turned up, can't play the recorder. Oh, my God. So it's actually to see how long a politician can last while watching a girl blow into a recorder repeatedly.
Oh, that's amazing. Because that was always like the worst. My parents always said, like at school exhibition nights, the worst part was when the recorder choir would get up and just like really badly toot something out.
Oh, yeah, it's extraordinary. He's not the greatest instrument. But
so
the politicians do surprisingly well, I guess.
Who is the poly?
We've got Bill Shorten, we've got Tony Abbott, we've got Richard Di Natale, and we have a special new guest as well, a candidate for Bennelong, who puts in a stellar effort.
A stellar effort, there you go. So how have you been finding it on the hustings, as it were, going out? I was speaking to Julian a few weeks ago, and he was saying it's really tough because everywhere you go now, everyone just recognises you.
Yeah, look, it can be really tough. There's certainly been some battles with the feds to get anywhere near the politicians. We had a day the other day where a lot of chasing Malcolm Turnbull, not much success. So, look, it can be very hard out there, but it's been good because some of the younger members of the team on the show this year are less recognisable, and that's been quite enjoyable, being able to have that bit of anonymity again.
Also, wait, you're sending the interns out?
Sending some of the younger, some of the people from the checkout who are also on the Chaser's election desk, and that's been fun. And they've been enjoying that, and also it's been petrifying them as well.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Keep them on their toes. I'm glad to see our taxpayer dollars are going somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, dear. But the politicians, they've been playing good sport?
Oh, yeah. Look, the politicians are generally pretty good sports about it. I mean, I chased Bill Shorten. I got to him about 6 or 7 times in one day for last week's show. And, by the time he initially wasn't as keen, but got keener as the day went on. So it's like a kind of got to know. It's a bit of Stockholm Syndrome. It's like, well, let's just go along with it.
Well, I suppose the thing is, you guys have been, how many elections have you covered now?
I think somebody told me this is about the 6th election, which is extraordinary. I feel like Laurie Oakes, for God's sake.
Because the thing is, like, Bill Shorten, he would have been used to campaigning in other elections, and now he's the leader. He would have been, like, leading up to this, like, all right, now is my time to shine with the Chaser guys.
Look, I generally don't think they're desperate to see us on the campaign trail. But Bill does pretty well with the recorder player. God, it's just excruciating and very funny footage to watch.
Absolutely. All right, well, look forward to checking it out tonight on ABC. Craig Rucastle, thank you so much.
Thanks again. Cheers.
No worries. Craig Rucastle there from The Chaser, from The Chaser's election desk. You can check that out tonight on ABC TV.